Hello, and welcome to another episode of True Stories of Good People, a GoFundMe Heroes production. I am your host, Kelsey Little. In each episode of this podcast, we sit down with someone who's making a difference in other people's lives, or who's had their life changed by someone kind. When 7-year-old Kavanaugh Bell was bullied, he said he felt a darkness inside him. He didn't want other kids to feel the same way, so he asked his mom if she could help him spread some positivity in the world. Now, they have started their own nonprofit organization called Cool and Dope that advocates for bullying prevention, and they have pivoted their efforts to serve communities in need during the COVID-19 crisis. Hello, True Stories of Good People listeners. I'm so excited to be here today with my amazing guests, Kavanaugh and his mom, Lacey. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Hi.
Hello. Okay, so to start out, Kavanaugh, why don't you tell our listeners how old you are?
I am 7 years old.
Nice. It's an important part of the story because you're what we like to call, you know, a kid hero, and you've done so much. But before we dive into all that, what are a few interesting facts about you? Like, what's your favorite thing to learn about? What are your favorite things to do for fun? Anything you want to share?
I like to play baseball, basketball, football.
You like to cook, too.
I like to cook.
Too.
I like to fish.
And go on road trips. Road trips are kind of our little mom-son thing that we do.
We are going in a couple of weeks with my mom's girlfriend to go fishing out in the sea or the ocean or something. Yeah. On a boat.
That sounds like so much fun. Actually, cooking and road trips are like my two main hobbies as well. So we have a lot in common already. And Lacey, you're Kavanaugh's mom. I would love if you could share just a little bit about yourself as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a mom of a 7-year-old that's literally trying to change the world. My day job is I'm a marketing copywriter. So I do a lot of, I work with clients to help them elevate their messaging. And a lot of them are mission-driven entrepreneurs that, you know, want to do great things in the world and just want to get their message out there. So that's what I do when I'm not helping him with his nonprofit.
Wow, we have so much in common. I'm on a marketing team at a company that helps like elevate inspiring stories too. So this is already going so great. All right. Well, I'm so excited to be here today chatting about your amazing mission. And I'd love to hear just a little bit of the backstory, because if I understand right, this all started last year after you were actually bullied, Kavanaugh. And I'm so sorry that happened to you. You said you felt a darkness inside you after that happened and you didn't want other kids to feel the same way. Would you be able to share how you were feeling?
I was feeling pretty sad, and it was like it was taking over my whole body. And me and my mom really had a talk, but she asked me how I could stop me feeling that way, the way I was feeling. And I told her, well, I want to help kids that are being bullied like me so they don't ever be bullied again.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. Lacey, how was it for you as a mom to hear your, you know, child going through such a hard time?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't want to necessarily say mothers, because I'm sure fathers feel the same way too. Like, there's a sense of failure you kind of feel when you have a child that's going through something, and then, you know, you weren't necessarily privy to the fact that they have been going through it for so long, and they were, you know, doing their best to stay strong. You feel like you kind of failed them in a sense of keeping them protected, or at least like, what was the one kind of cue that I missed that he may have been trying to tell me that he needed help? But in that moment, I mean, he shared kind of what he was feeling, but then also the fact that he could understand that there probably were other kids that were feeling that way, and how he wanted me to help him at least give those other kids too a sense of power that he felt like he didn't have, but he wanted to regain, you know, going through that experience.
Wow. That's so powerful. And that's so, such a great example, Kavanaugh, of you speaking up and sharing your feelings. That's such an important thing to do. And I'm glad that your story is getting out there, because other kids, you know, need to share that. Well, so as the story goes, you wanted to take this way you were feeling and turn it into something positive. So you asked your mom if you could help spread positivity in the world, which already is just like such a beautiful thing. What did you two kind of talk about in the beginning?
So first I said I wanted to go talk to the president. My mom said, well, there's no way I can do that because it's the president of the United States.
Yeah, and I don't have his number, so.
And also, it's going to be a lot of money. So she said, well, I can afford for you to go talk to the mayor. And I went to go talk to the mayor 3 times. I did it January this year.
Oh, you did it January.
January last year. Mm-hmm. And then some other time.
Well, but tell her about what you did. Other time. Tell her about what you did the first time on January 2019.
January 2019, I went to the mayor and asked him to get a day dedicated for this kid named Gabriel Taye because he committed suicide due to bullying.
Oh, wow.
And I got the day dedicated, and the day was called Bullying Awareness Day. It was February 21st.
Mm-hmm. And why'd you pick that day?
And I picked that day because that was Gabriel Taye's birthday. He would be 12 this year.
Wow, that is so incredible that you were able to accomplish that. So before all of your amazing work during COVID, you really focused on, this bullying prevention and bullying awareness. And somewhere along the line, it turned into an official nonprofit organization called Cool and Dope, which I love the name, by the way. So what is the mission of Cool and Dope, and how did it come to be?
Okay, the ultimate mission and the reason I really started it is because I wanted to end all bullying worldwide by November 20th, 2030, my 18th birthday. And that would be 10 years from now. But I also want to inspire 10,000 kids every month. I want to inspire 10,000 kids every month to volunteer. Or just 10,000 people.
That's such an amazing goal. I was just looking on your Instagram and your website, and it's so cool. Lacey, did you expect to be running a nonprofit with your son at this time in your life?
Yeah, of course not. Yeah, not at all. But it's been one of the most, I guess, authentic kind of evolutions of how it's played out. And it's been really like it started out as what was a mom and son kind of project. It's evolved nicely into like a family project, which has actually evolved into a community project. So it's been really interesting to just see how it's continually snowballing and inspiring people, not just in our community, but then like all over the world, really, because we'll have people write in from Australia or England and share how Kavanaugh's story has inspired them to do similar things in their community. So I wasn't expecting it, but obviously this was what was in the card. So I'm going with it.
I love that. So as we all know, earlier this year, the COVID-19 pandemic hit our world and it has impacted it in so many ways. And Kavanaugh, you saw a need for community support, specifically for older people. So you shifted your organization's focus to address that need. So what was your idea for how to help people?
So my pantry started, So it was the pandemic. It just like turned the pandemic. And I didn't want my grandma to catch coronavirus. So that's why I went to the grocery store, made 70 care packs for her and her friends. And I used my life savings for that.
Wow.
And then I made them hot meals with the rest of my life savings that I had. And then people all around my city started hearing about what I was doing, and then just a bunch of donations started coming in. And that's when I knew, well, what am I going to do with this? And I said, and first, I was buying a bunch of food to start up a care pack campaign thing where I would just give care packs to a bunch of people. But then I said, well, since I have a bunch of donations, why don't I just make a community pantry and just do a campaign and then go on and do something else?
Yeah.
I want to start a campaign. No, not really a campaign. I want to do my own community pantry. And she said, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. But I was like, but look at all this money we have. We have a bunch of donations. And she said, oh, yeah, we're right. And that's how I technically got started, yeah.
That is so amazing. Yeah, I think it's really, I'm glad you mentioned that. It's really important for people to know that you made your first round of care packages with all of your savings from like birthdays and Christmases. I think that's not something a kid would normally choose to do. What made you want to use your own money?
I just knew that I needed to help people, really. Because it's coronavirus, and I know we're going through some hard times right now. And people really need what they need right now, because I helped, like, a bunch of people. I helped this guy that walked 1 mile to get his care pack, and he was limping. I helped this family that had a 5-year-old that had brain damage, and his mother had some type of fever or disease, and his father couldn't go to the grocery store, because if he did, he would attract dirt and germs and dirt germs that would kill his son.
Wow.
So all they ate was peanut butter.
So you knew you needed the help, right?
So I knew I needed to help them. And the father actually came to the pantry and got a care pack. And since he told us that he didn't want to get any germs on him, we just dropped it right at the door and for him to come and get it so he didn't kill his son. Because, like, we care about people. We care about a bunch of people, and that's why I'm just trying to help people and make sure that they're safe right now.
Wow. Have you ever heard before that you're an old soul? I'm getting, like, you're just so, so wise.
That means, like, you're wise. You're older than 7.
I'm a wise man.
Yes, you are. So after you made those first round of care packages, you know, you're getting all this interest to support your mission. So you launched your GoFundMe campaign, which is how I found your story. And the response has been so huge. So the funds from that are going toward helping, like, open the food pantry and keep it going. What was it like seeing all of that support come in for this mission that, you know, you really care about?
Just knowing that I have a bunch of donations makes me feel happy. But knowing that people don't even know me, people that don't even live in Maryland or Gettysburg, people don't live in the city of Maryland or Gettysburg, and donating from South America or something, somewhere different than from my city, knowing that they're donating from the place they are, makes me feel happy, because they're donating some of their money that they could use right now to
do other things. Right?
To do other things, like buy a house, get some food. But no, they decided to help their community and change the world.
By helping you, right?
By helping me. So that's what really made me feel happy and beautiful inside.
Oh my gosh, wow, that is beautiful. What about you, Lacey? Like, what was your reaction when you saw, I mean, it's raised over like $22,000 and donors from all over. Like, how did that make you feel as the mom? And I would imagine like the CEO of the nonprofit.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely like, I was blown away, especially because I know so many people, not even just US wide, but worldwide, have been so hard hit with the pandemic, whether health wise or financially. So to see people like be so giving and share and give us stuff and like trust in the fact that we're going to return it back to the community has been incredible. We've even had like very, like a lot of like older people that have messaged us through GoFundMe and say like, I don't really have a credit card, or I don't trust the internet. Can I send you a check? And they'll send us like a check. $5, which is like the cutest thing. And so it's just so, and we've had people that actually have written to us and said like, you know, I'm not working right now, but I'm going to give you $5 every month or whatever I can afford. And that's just been like truly incredible. And it's been even more incredible too, to see a lot of the people that we helped early on in the pantry in April and May come back in June and July and August to volunteer or to give us things. And, you know, and it's, you never really know, especially with the pantry, like what people are specifically going through. But for those that have shared, it's been incredible where they'll say things like, I didn't know how I was going to feed my family. And so being able to come and get food from the pantry, and now I'm back on my feet. Like, I want to give back and help keep it going for other families. Like, that, that part has really been really heartwarming to see how it's come full circle. Those that we've helped are then coming back to help us.
But really, here's the real thing that it actually started going. It just started with this one person, and then she was like, well, thank you, because I didn't know that I was going to be able to feed my family, because my family didn't have anything to eat. And then she just, like, posted it on Instagram and told everyone about it, and that's what made it start coming. That's what made people start coming, like, 2,000 people every weekend, every weekend.
Well, we were doing up to 150 families every weekend at our peak.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then it started doubling to, like, 200.
We did 200 Mother's Day weekend, but yeah.
We did 200 families Mother's Day weekend.
Wow, that is such a huge impact. And I mean, no surprise, another very cool thing of this is all of the media attention that your story has received. You've been covered by, like, all of your local news, of course. The Washington Post did a story. But I think the coolest thing is that you got to be on that Kids with Kamala show, chatting with the now vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris. What have those experiences been like for you?
It's been big. It's been real, real big. And knowing that I've been talking to the person that's probably going to be vice president makes me feel happy. Because she even sponsored me, really, by talking about me on the Jimmy Kimmel show.
Wow.
Jimmy Fallon.
Whatever it's called. Yeah. Jimmy Fallon.
One of those guys.
Yeah, wow, so that's sharing your story. You got more people kind of inspired to help, and
yeah,
that was always good.
That's so cool. That's gonna
feel happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. I mean, that's gonna be just, like, historic, you know. And you're gonna be her friend. So how cool? Well, so this is just so inspiring. I'm so happy that I got the chance to talk to you both today. What's next for Cool and Dope? You said you're transitioning, you know, the food pantry out a little bit. So, like, what's going to be the next phase of this?
Want to share?
Yeah.
I'll share one. So one of the things that we're going to probably do, because we had, we started with the pantry in our house. Then we had to transition and we went to a basketball gym. Kavanaugh's basketball coach was kind enough to donate his space. But then we outgrew the gym and then we ended up getting warehouse space donated. And as that company is gearing up now to go back into kind of business, we had to move out of that space. So what we're planning on doing now is more of a delivery-based model. So instead of before, we would have people that would come to our physical location to pick up the packages. What we'll do now is just deliver them to our local area and or set up kind of pop-up pantry spots. So we might say, you know, for those that might need something, come to this particular location, and it might be at a park or a random parking lot. And then we'll just distribute them that way, since we won't have our physical location anymore. And then we have a couple other kind of initiatives coming up for kids to get involved with senior citizens. You want to tell her about that?
Wait. I thought we were going to talk about that.
Yeah, you can talk about Bigs and Littles.
Oh, so we're doing this new campaign called Bigs and Littles. We're going to be doing it every month. And it's where the bigs are elderly or
senior citizens,
whichever one you would like to say. And it would be kids or children are the littles. So it's called elderly and children, but instead of calling it elderly and children, we called it bigs and littles. And we're going to be doing it every month. It's where, like, you help your senior citizen, but also go back to your family. And then you also call them and check on them and see if they need anything. And then every month, we all come together.
The littles
all come together and make care packs for their senior citizens. Ta-da.
I love that idea. That is so cool. Well, yeah, I can't wait to keep following along. This is just clearly the beginnings of something big that's just going to take you to really cool places in life. And yeah, I just want to take a moment to thank you for all of the kindness and positivity that you're putting out into the world. It's really, it's just beautiful, and it warms my heart. I would love to kind of, as a closing thought, ask you, Kavanaugh, why do you love helping people so much, and why should other people do the same?
Why I like helping people? Because I want to inspire people. I want to make sure that we can make this world a better place. I want to end bullying, and I want to spread positivity in the world. I want to make change. I want to take a stand for what I believe in.
Thank you so much to the amazing Kavanaugh and his wonderful mom, Lacey, for being on our podcast today. You can support Kavanaugh's mission at gofundme.com/heroes, and be sure to visit their nonprofit's website at coolanddope.com. Thank you so much for listening to True Stories of Good People, a GoFundMe Heroes production. If you were inspired by today's story, please help us out by heading over to iTunes and leaving us a rating or review and subscribing to the show. And if anyone you know loves inspiring stories, please share our podcast with them. It means the world to us. For more inspiring stories just like the one you heard today, please visit the GoFundMe Heroes Hub at gofundme.com/heroes, and be sure to subscribe to our mailing list so you can get heartwarming stories delivered straight to your inbox. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at GoFundMe Heroes. Also, we love to hear from listeners, so if you have any feedback, suggestions, or questions, you can write to us at podcast@gofundme.com. Special thanks to our favorites over at Gotham Podcast Studio, where this episode was remotely recorded, and to our other favorites, our editing team at Cloud Studios in Seattle, Washington. We'll be back next time with more true stories of good people. Talk to you then!